Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta in the house. Mama D's got a new booty. Jock's getting roasted, and so is every other baby daddy on the show. Keep it locked. After Buzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion. After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah.
Hey. I didn't realize how poppin'.
Oh.
Spicy.
Oh, yes.
Putting me on.
Reggae music, massive. Beat.
Whoa.
Me love it.
Mama D can twerk.
Me love it.
Dude, I know. Too bad the only actual artist on the show wasn't even on tonight's episode, but that's besides the point. What's going on, After Buzz TV? Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is in the house. I'm Olivia Gabri, a.k.a. The Real OG.
I'm Miss Conversation Piece.
And I am Stefan. And guys, we're going to start bringing in more. We got to get deeper with this ratchetness because the fans
the
out
ratchet.
There need to know how we truly feel about what's going on TV right now.
Yeah, I mean, we started off this episode, obviously, in the midst of the ratchet, do you know the old Erica Mena? And it's like, well, I don't, how about the new Erica Mena? Like, why does that?
Well, you know, that's why they got Iyanla Van Zant / Mimi to go and calm her down and speak to her.
Well, this is what I don't get. She's definitely the shade queen, and she's just loud and scary, though. Like,
were you intimidated? I was not intimidated. I was just like, you sound like a yapping dog.
It wasn't
Shut
even
up.
Intimidated. It's like scary. Like she might kill somebody. Like how mad she is. Like, I'm just like, calm down, girl. My son. I'm like, yeah. Girl.
I get it. It's about her child. So she wanted to, you know, show that she'll go 0 to 100
yeah,
or 1,000.
Don't you feel like she was using that like son thing to just pop off for no reason?
Of course.
She's like, oh, they brought my son into it, so it's a free pass to act like
First
a wild
all,
person.
She didn't even say anything about her son. She said, take care of your son. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, is that really talking about your son?
Just don't bring my son. We not into this discussion. Don't bring my son into it. Yeah, that's
what
she said.
Well, I feel like you're not taking care of your kid because you're on TV.
I just think Erica looks insane because now you're just too old for it. Is that fair
too
to say?
Too old for what?
To be
acting
like screwing your face up like that and acting that way. Yeah.
I mean, no
one. It just looks terrible.
No one's saying it about Mimi. No one's saying it about Rashida because they take care of their kids.
Yeah.
So she's taking it personally.
Honestly, I didn't know Erica had kids.
Exactly.
Well, her son's about to go to junior high. Now it's embarrassing.
Dang.
These kids are actually watching Love and Hip Hop.
I know. Imagine your mom being. Everyone would want to bang your mom.
And they also think your mom's crazy. So they either making fun of you
true.
Or they talking sexy talk about your mom. You don't want either of those.
Dang. Well,
and he's a boy, so you're going to be fighting everybody.
You know what Erica Mena could use? A nice moment with Maria Menounos. So, as you know, AfterBuzz TV is, well, Maria's the queen bee around these parts.
Yes, big sister, the overarching goddess.
Yes. So I just want to tell you guys a little bit about her podcast. So if you want to have fun, learn and grow in all areas of your life, we have the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes.
Yes.
It features celebrity influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. So All you have to do is go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos, and it's free.
Free!
We all know you love free stuff, so be sure to rate it, comment on it, and let her know that the panel from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, Fridays. Check it out.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah,
I love her show. It's so amazing.
We love she.
We love Maria. Okay, so health and wellness, da da da. Fake booties when you're like, is there? Are you ever too old for a Brazilian butt lift? Asking for a friend.
Yes, because you can go into cardiac arrest. She doesn't even look that bad. I don't know. I just feel like with the divorce, it makes these women go crazy sometimes because it's like, I got to get a new man. So let me
get keep a new up with, body.
Yeah, let me keep up with the strippers in Atlanta because they seem to be taking everybody's baby daddy, boyfriend, husband, everything. So,
but here's the thing, though. She didn't just get a new butt. Like, she got some boobs. She got a tummy. Like, she's going to be paralyzed for like a month or two.
But look who she's hanging out with. KK Hurts. Her boobs were like.
Well, she was like, I look like a Barbie doll with my clothes off. And I'm like, well, you're also like 60 something, maybe 70.
And I don't, but no, KK's breasts, they look really good. Did y'all not see those?
They didn't. It's crazy.
You can't not see it because I don't know if it's in the contract now by Mona, but everyone has the lowest dropped shirt for their when they do the confessional.
Oh, yeah. I got one too, y'all.
Yours ain't even close.
I don't know
close.
If that's Love and Hip Hop worthy.
Yours looks like a crew neck t-shirt compared to what they're doing. But no, once you start getting knifed up, you know, and I'm not opposed to people making adjustments in their lives or augmenting something here and there, small incisions, but you get knifed up that much, you can't look like a Barbie doll because Barbie dolls are smooth. There's going to be, you're going to have scars and scar tissue and all kinds of stuff. And then not to mention your face is not going to match your actual body. So that's like disgusting. It's like you're sleeping with this Frankenstein woman. It's nuts.
So you don't like cougars, I take it.
Not at all.
KK the cougar. I think she's hot.
Girl.
I don't know.
No comment.
So a 28-year-old Stefan wouldn't be down. Like, you feel like you'd be down for?
Oh, 28-year-old Stefan would not have even seen them. It's like they wouldn't even exist. It would be funny that they would attempt to speak to me.
What if, yeah. Wait, what if they were funny. Like a sugar mama and they would pay you? Would you take?
See, I ain't pimping out. I ain't going for the prostitution. Yeah, you know, I'm good.
I feel bad for Mama D though because she's looking for love. Her man's not by her side. I don't know. I mean, at that point, she's not going to be able to lift her arms. She can't even sit down because you can't sit on your ass after you get it done.
Who's going to take care of
Mama D? Who's taking care of her?
And I mean, Scrappy's
gone. Her son's not around.
Again, she's how old? She's got to be like 60.
Yeah.
She's got to be 60.
Is it dangerous for you to be getting all that done, like, after
of
a
course.
Certain age?
Wait, so what is it called when you have a
midlife crisis.
Yep. After a midlife crisis.
Cause menopause?
It's menopause. Okay. That's
what I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to bring up something terrible, but you know Kanye West's mom went through a similar thing.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's making a bunch of augmentations to her body and ended up, you know, with all that anesthesia and whatnot that's going on that you have to have, you know, her heart wasn't strong enough to make it through.
Mm-hmm. So that's how she died?
Yeah.
I thought she got into like a car accident or something.
No, he did.
No way.
So it's a dangerous thing because obviously the older you get, the less strength your heart has to sort of survive through something like that.
Yeah, even Usher's ex-wife, Tamika Foster, she went through the same thing. She went, to another country, and she almost died on the table, too. So I'm just scared.
Oh, my. Yeah. You would think, like, as another mother in hip-hop, like, you would have that in mind and be like,
It's the money.
At least do it one at a time. Like, you're going all in. That's, like,
trends and fashion is what's dangerous. Running things. People ain't thinking anymore. Woo. Trends and fashions.
Well, I don't know. I hope it. I can't wait to see how it heals. I'm gonna check on Instagram, see how that ass is holding up.
They know how to hide the scars now, though. Like, I don't know how, but they
are the scars severe? Like, what do they look like?
I think
this is an invasive surgery. She's getting stuff sucked out, things pushed in.
Maybe she's getting sucked and plopped like in different places. You know.
I don't know. I mean, the Kardashians have done a great job at hiding everything. So,
exactly. Oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. Now you can't. You think when you get older, you like are at peace with yourself. Finally, apparently not. You still,
especially if you're single.
You still having problems. Like, geez, am I ever going to be relieved?
She should just go to the nursing home and find a man.
Oh gosh, they don't want that though. At this age,
they want the young men.
They want those young dudes. in Atlanta that's popping.
Is that weird for their sons to like
be the same age as her boyfriend?
Yeah. No, older than her boyfriend, really.
I think Scrap moved to New York just to not be around everything. Just to not be around.
If your mom dated someone your age, would you fight him?
My mom wouldn't date anybody else. So it's not even a question.
No hypotheticals allowed here.
My mom and dad got divorced when I was 11, and I was like, well, that's it.
Sorry, mom.
You don't want mama to have a life, too?
So, Young Jock had a roast.
Yeah, I'm not trying to roast Mama D. So, on to Young Jock. I honestly, like, can they really roast him that much? I feel like he's so kind of passe. Like, what else do you have to say about him?
Yeah, it's like, but who else is relevant? So, they're still, like, harping on what he has done.
Michael Blackson in the...
Is always funny.
Making a little cameo. I love him. I think he's so funny.
He is super funny.
I'm sure they cut out the part where Michael Blackson was killing Jock for that hair.
Yeah, I was going to say that. What the hell is going on with this hair? It looks awful.
It's ridiculous.
He's on his Sammy Davis Jr. vibe. I'm back in the 70s.
But like Rat Pack Sammy Davis.
I don't know.
Rat Pack.
Yeah, he looks better with his... I like his little... fro looking hat on. But anyway, aside from the Jock roast, because I feel like that wasn't even necessary. No. We just needed to have a place in time. Jock is one of those that it's like, what is your storyline?
So they utilize.
So let's toss in a roast. He's everyone's uncle, best friend, whatever. There's so much drama out and back. So I feel like we just threw Keely in the mix as the biggest wrench ever. She's causing drama in every single storyline that there is in this show right now.
I think Keely, I thought about it because I was like, where is this woman arisen from? And she's Everyone's inserted past. Herself. She's very, very smart. She knows that if she gets the tea on everything and somehow has her hand in everything, she makes a comment on everybody's relationship. That way, she stays relevant in the mouths of everyone, including ours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that she can stay on the show.
She's fake.
Because she came out of nowhere.
I can't stand her.
Yeah, she's fake.
She aggravates me, but I'm sure.
But that's we're talking the about her.
She's not loyal. She left Sierra as a friend and then hooked her husband up.
Wait.
With her other
friends. She's saying exactly. She was friends with Shooter, though, so not Sierra.
But still, that's a no-no. I don't know. So what I had the biggest problem with was she was the one that started the conversation like Shooter wasn't standing right next to her. She was acting as his mouth being like, well, it would have been nice to have his wife by his side. And he's like, yeah, it would have been nice. It's like, speak for yourself,
exactly,
buddy.
Like she's putting words in his mouth, putting thoughts in his head. He wasn't even thinking about dating.
No.
At all. So it was just like he was grieving.
We're literally at a funeral. Like my son just died. She's like, you got to get some ass.
She's like being so judgmental and condescending to Carly, being like, you girls were on Instagram popping off, getting your makeup done. And it's like, well, you were setting him up on dates. So who's worse in this situation?
Not to mention, they're not together. Like, they're really not together. So there's not a whole lot extra she can do. She was at the funeral. She paid for a portion of the funeral. She offered her condolences. She was there. She mourned, too. But now what?
And she chose to put the drama aside and not blow up in his face when she had every right to.
But was he calling her and she was like...
not answering
his calls? Yeah, sending him the voicemail? Do you think that's what happened?
No, well, because in the conversation that they had later, she was like, I did all I could. What did you want me to do? Sleep with you and rub your back? Like, you know I couldn't do that. I have a man.
Mm. I got to be honest. I don't like I don't like this whole couple. I don't like Shooter and Sierra. Why are they? Why are they again? Why I'm sorry that his son died.
Oh.
Of course I'm sorry. We don't want anybody to die. But why are y'all on the show?
Yeah, that's like what I'm saying. I don't really
like,
know.
Don't be on the show like
Sierra
that.
Is.
Have that drama somewhere else
on Love and Hip Hop.
Not
Wait,
here.
Wait, speaking of, this just a light bulb went off here. What we haven't seen Kirk's new baby mama at all. We saw her
She'll
grandma, aunt's her mom in the first episode, but nothing else.
You didn't see when she met up with Kirk in the lawyer's office, or was it the lawyer's office, and they were dressed alike?
They had
matching outfits a couple episodes ago.
Yeah,
oh, she really? Was,
yeah.
Oh,
and they were coming to grips.
Right, and they were making googly eyes at each other then. They still like each other.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
so, like,
no!
with Shooter and Sierra, we don't care, but, like, this girl, go ahead and bring her in. She makes sense. It brings Rashida
in. Going on.
We want to see how the family dynamic works. You know, it's going to be some drama there. I'd rather that.
Sierra has a bunch of drama every time she turns around. A friend, a coworker, a employee.
She needs to surround herself with better people.
Yeah.
But honestly, I like Carly. I didn't think I would like her, but she's a good friend. Like, she's sticking up for her. She's speaking up, and she's like, and not to mention, I know I'm totally jumping, but I respect Carly because she didn't have to tell Tokyo, like, you know, whatever happened with Tobias, and she did. And that's when I kind of was like, damn, I thought I wouldn't like her, but I kind of do.
Why has Carly slept with every man on the show almost?
I mean, like, she's getting old. Like, she just, maybe there was probably like some time in between.
I mean,
everybody's
every episode we
seen
find
Carly.
A new man that she slept with. Like, how many?
Six How? Degrees of separation from Carly. Everybody's been through Carly.
Everyone really has. At the jock roast, they were tossing her into it.
Yeah, they're like, we might as well bring Carly in because we know everybody's
else
here.
Does.
Yeah.
Is she even claimable, like, as a man? Is that claimable?
I mean,
is that wipeable?
So, if she can clean her life up, everybody has a past, and if you're a dude that's like, yeah, that was her past, and you're cool with that, yeah. I couldn't do it.
Well, it's weird when you're staying with all your homies, probably, and everyone, like, you're talking about and everyone knows what you're talking about.
Because, like, if I want to rap and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm cool with Jock. Ah, Jock already seen my girl naked. Yeah, I'm cool with it. Everybody seen my girl naked.
Oh, that's how you would think of it.
That's weird because I can't even bring her around, you know? I don't like you knowing what my girl does or what we do.
Mm.
Or maybe
she might
she
have
did.
A new trick for you, though. Who knows?
And she might have learned that from a dude I'm talking to.
Oh, my God! Cut it out! No. I'm Team Carly. I think she's freaking rad. Does she still date... What's his name? Eric Ballinger?
Sean Garrett.
Sean Garrett. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, who...
I think it's going to be over soon, but yeah, she's Sean
Nothing
Garrett.
Ever lasts with Carly. And then you end up being Mama D in, like, 10 years, so...
Do you think she's crazy?
No,
what do you think
she's
it
not
is?
Mama D.
It's hard to have these.
She doesn't seem crazy.
Yeah, but she is so messy.
Cool.
She's very messy.
But
you think she's cool because she it looks like, oh, I got her back. But Carly's, she's had so many backs. You know, that sounded bad.
Oh,
but
no.
She's had so many people's backs. She's been in so many circles, and she's talked about both ends. She's a mess. She's messy.
All right. Well, Carly. She's been with everyone, still love her. Stevie's been with everybody, don't love him.
Well, that's...
But we know you do, okay?
Well, I'll reserve my moment from when y'all
like,
want
to... Wait, can... Stefan, let me hear your, like... Give me that, like, sweet,
Well,
like,
first off, let me just set it up really quickly. Obviously, Stevie J brings Estelita to a meeting that just happens to be a lingerie photo shoot. Stevie...
For what magazine was it for?
Penthouse.
Yeah, Penthouse.
Penthouse
magazine.
Stevie.
He literally is just standing there with women like licking his face and shit. And the thing that like seriously made my skin crawl is when he puts on that voice.
Of course.
Come to daddy voice.
It's the Jedi.
But she falls for it. How?
She falls for it.
Out? I was like, what are you
she
doing?
She falls for it. Everyone falls for it. It's the
no,
Stevie
I
Jedi
would not fall
voice.
For it. I will not
Stevie
fall
said.
For it.
You know, I'm trying to be global, you know what I'm saying? I wanted you to be a part of this photo shoot. Why don't you just go down there to the left and in that dressing room? This
You forgot. You're my favorite.
Because you're my favorite.
Ew. And he grabs her hand like he's proposing. I would have been like, get your mitts off of me. I'll do the photo shoot because it's good publicity for me, but forget you.
Listen, she acted like he gave her...
A ring.
$100,000.
All he had to say was, you my favorite.
Yep.
And she was like, oh, I'm all in.
Right. She's like, Stevie J's treating me right now.
Grabs his ass.
She's like,
oh, I'm your favorite?
Oh, he wants
okay,
me to be
then.
A part of the photo shoot.
Oh my goodness, Estelita. That's he believes in you that you could be a lingerie model, not an artist.
No, he believes that he gonna smash for this next full week and get your mind off the fact that you will not have an album that will go anywhere.
Is she at least gonna make it to the showcase?
Do you think the showcase is going to be hilarious? It will probably be like the season finale, like joke of it all.
Yeah.
But it just makes me angry because if Erica's going to get mad over anything, it should be this. She should pop off over this because we've been setting this whole thing up. Like Stevie J is the like male devil. We know what he's up to. Don't fall for his tricks. He bats his eyelashes one time and she's like, oh, take me now.
Stevie J even had the photographer like, oh my God, Estelita. He paid her to say that.
You know, of course he did. Of course. You know what it is though with Stevie? He's always going to win with the women. He just has to have them one-on-one. If they come in a group, like if Erica was there, she would have been holding her hand going, girl, don't fall for that. And then it wouldn't work.
Stevie but thrives in the one-on-one environment.
You get them one-on-one and it's a wrap.
Oh my God.
I need to meet Stevie and see if it will work. I don't think so.
I want to see if he could actually trick me into it. Just put on that voice.
I know you're going to be big. You know, you're going to be, you're the face of Danger Zone.
I feel like you sometimes use that voice too.
Are we getting personal right now on the air?
No, What's happening? Feel like you're too good at it. Like, you're like, yeah, my man, yeah. Stevie, because you were your girlfriend,
I got no girlfriend.
When's the last time you had a girlfriend?
It's been a minute. It's been a little while. Mm-hmm. But yeah. The one-on-one Stevie Jedi voice. I love it.
Yeah, well, was Estelita's, like, you can have fun, but you still will not have a record.
Let me transition. You know who needs the voice?
Who?
Kirk Frost.
Oh, my God. Poor Kirk. But he needs to fall back.
He might have it, though, because he got back in that house.
That was too easy. All she said, one time she was like, get the stuff back in the truck. And then she was like, okay, fine.
Well, because all she needed to do, this is how Rashida works. She was always going to take Kirk back. Doesn't matter.
She was play hard to get.
She just needed her moment. So Kirk had to give her the moment to make the people look like she's in charge. Take that stuff back. And they were like, okay, we're going to stand it over here off camera.
You know what I'm saying? And action.
And go. And she was like, see, I told them what to do.
But that's so annoying because he just... that goes against everything that she should believe in as a strong woman. Like,
she's
just because
not a strong woman.
You decided today that you were going to move back into my house and come to my door, and I'm going to let you. I would at least play it off like, no, leave. You could put all your stuff back, and then you could come back when I say it's okay. Like,
Rashida has no backbone.
First off, you with that voice would not even seem threatening. You are so cute right now. No, leave. You can come back, put your stuff, and you maybe come back later. I'd be like, oh, God. See, this ain't working.
I need you to argue with me. But no, he didn't even have to hit her with a Stevie line. He didn't have to do anything.
It was too easy.
It's the Adam's apple. Kirk Frost been getting him with the Adam's apple for 10 years. Kirk, my dude Kirk, he'd be like,
he knew coming in like that, having the baby watch him in the window. Like, you knew what you were doing.
He get the big swallow.
Ew. Ugh.
And the Adam's apple jump.
But he has a lot of money, though. Maybe that's what it is.
Does he?
I was going to say that. Because Kirk pulled up in the brand new 2018 V8. And they had the Bentley wagon in the front yard.
I'm going to do some research because I don't know. Where is
Kirk got money somewhere.
Where?
I don't know what he does exactly.
I don't either.
Like residual he taught me money. In Atlanta. Is he still working?
A lot of these people don't have jobs. I need to move to Atlanta.
Maybe is it the Love and Hip Hop checks that are paying the bills?
For the Bentley
wagon?
That's
a big check. Like, and 7 kids and a Bentley.
The Bentley
two
wagon.
2 houses.
He did ruin his marriage for it, so they might have paid him for that.
2 houses, and he got the studio. You got to pay for the whatever record label he got or whatever.
Maybe they were like, artist. You can ruin our marriage for a price.
Ruin our marriage. Their marriage is not ruined. They're fine.
You can
Kirk just moved back in, by the way. while everybody's distracted by all the other stuff, Kirk just moved back in. They're going to be fine.
And here we go. But we still got the other baby mama. You said, like, the googly eyes were out, so...
Yeah, bring her on the show.
I mean, the baby's not going anywhere, so...
Yeah, he's going to be here. He's going to grow up.
Well, guys, love it. I want to get into the special segment.
Your game?
Yeah.
Our special segment... Duh.
Guess that bar.
Josh, do we got a drop bomb in here?
Joe, I have no
idea.
What do you...
We have a special segment
called... I got that?
Yeah, that works. Okay.
Yes, so guess that bar. Are you guys ready?
Guess That Bar is a game that we like to play where we spit some lines of a song, very monotone, so we don't know where it's from.
Yep.
Thank you. And we guess who was the artist, so hit us.
All right.
You can do a little melody, you know. A little bit.
We'll take the Jeopardy theme music after she's done.
Been so long. He's been on, so please get on the floor. Show me the man right here is what you want to see.
I know this.
You know this.
Been so long, he's in a...
Been so long, he's been gone, so please get on the floor. Show
this
me...
This Jeopardy music is messing up my flow right now.
Show me I'm Thank the man you. Right here that you want to see.
Been so long,
hey,
he's been
Mystical.
Hey.
Thank you,
Jeff.
I don't know how you got
you
it for
lost.
Me.
Okay,
mystical. I got it.
All right. Next one is I found you, Miss New Booty. Get it together and bring it back to me.
Hit the Players Club. About a month or two.
Get it right, get it tight.
What's up, Miss New Booty? Yeah.
No.
What is
the
it?
Artist, though?
Get it right, get it tight.
Nope.
Who the hell is it?
Get it right.
I found you, Miss New Booty.
Oh,
get it together and bring it back
Ying
to
Ying
me.
Twins?
Hit the Players Club.
Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Sparks! That's old school.
Bubba Sparks, College Park.
Mama D got a new booty.
I see what you did there.
Mystical right. Danger. You know, Danger Zone.
All right.
I see.
So let's go. Sat down with my day one. We in the club screaming, no new friends.
Drake.
Oh. No, it's not. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, no, it's not.
Yes, I gave you some easy ones this week.
Yeah, I finally got one right.
You got one right.
What did you get? I got one right. I just got Drake. And then, I don't know how I missed Mystical. It's been so many years.
Danger Zone.
Been so long.
I thought you were part of Danger Zone.
Danger!
He's CVJ's right-hand man. Ew. Okay, you know, before we wrap this up, well, we could get into predictions, but also for the little news update that we got going on. I didn't really see much news, only some
You got to set one of these up. Josh is in there like, which one is she going to talk
just
about?
Let me talk.
Dropping TV news.
Oh, now we're talking news. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Josh.
So, this just in from DJ, the desk of DJ Academics. Waka Flocka was caught cheating on Tammy Rivera yet again.
Oh, we're shocked because all of these guys are so faithful to their girls.
In true love and hip hop fashion, nobody is safe. And honestly, if you're going to cheat, like take the phone away first or something.
Or just go out like Tristan Thompson and
just
be in the streets.
Shameless.
Okay,
shameless.
Stefan, as a man on the panel.
Good, because I want to ask y'all as women on this panel right after this.
Can men be faithful?
Absolutely.
Are you?
I have been faithful in my relationship.
Once before.
Once or twice. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And it's all about discipline. It's all about finding happiness within yourself and in your relationship.
Are you sure it wasn't about the options? Because I think they have a little more options.
Hell no, their options are trash and they don't care. I live in Los Angeles. Options never run out. Options literally replenish themselves every week.
And that's why nobody's faithful in Los Angeles.
It's very difficult in LA.
It's not like we live in like Arkansas or something.
Mm. Or Kansas.
Kansas.
Those guys are missing their teeth. All right, so as women on this panel, as y'all watch these women constantly degrade, lower, lessen the Rashida that takes Kirk back after the fifth time he done had outside kids.
18th time.
18th time. And the, you know, the Stevie J who never, ever, ever, ever empowers any woman. He just breaks them all down.
Break them down.
Like, sorry, Stevie, but you know, that's true. You know, how do you all feel as women having to watch? This is our world. This is a microcosm. It's a snapshot into what's going on in the world today.
It's a perspective, not a snapshot.
It is a little bit.
Nah, not for me. I'm single. I don't settle for less. I'm a queen. And I have my invisible crown on right now, but
oh, I see it, girl.
It ain't invisible.
Halo. I demand respect. Halo. I deserve to be treated as such, as a queen. So, I mean, I think that's why I'm single right now because, I mean, like you said, options are everywhere. People want to hang out and all that, but I'm not going to hang out with you if I don't see. If I see red flags and I don't see any future, like, I'm not going to waste my time.
Yeah.
How long have you been single?
Oh, Lord.
That's long. Or when was your last relationship?
Year and a half.
Year and a half. All right.
It's been a while.
That ain't, girl.
That's a long time.
I know some people out here, 5, 7 years they've been single.
Oh, no. Come on. Don't say that.
For real.
We don't want to wish that upon anybody, please.
No, a year and a half is nothing. You better take your time. You good. You good. That's nothing.
I don't know. I think I would draw the line on, like, having kids with somebody else. Like, because then that shit's just a reminder, like, in my face forever. I can't forget about that.
Wait, so if they had a child with somebody outside of your relationship.
Yes.
Then you'd have to cut it off.
I mean, I would probably cut it off at cheating, but I don't know how I would act if I really, like, cared for them. There may be some time for forgiveness, but once you have a kid with somebody else, that's just carelessness and forget you. Like, that, at that point, you just don't care. Like, you do not give a shit. You know?
Yeah,
at least give me the courtesy of, like, taking precaution.
Right.
There you just literally do not care.
Because you could also give me something else that couldn't go away, you know, by not protecting yourself.
Exactly. Like, you're just trying to be up here, infect my body, infect my life, infect my family. Like, you're just being ignorant.
All right.
I hate you.
Well, it's always good to hear the female perspective in this day and age.
We're queens on this panel, okay?
Queens on this
panel.
Okay,
so real quick, we got 2 minutes. Josh, hit us with the prediction.
Ooh,
I like it.
A with the flash. Okay, so we saw a little sneak peek into the next episode. Finally, someone is effing Keely's shit up. Because, like, finally, she needs to speak on everybody else. Finally, someone's got to speak on
Well, I feel like
her.
You're playing right into the show. Keely has been setting this up from episode 2.
Listen, do it for the after show. So, Tokyo,
Tokyo. In Tokyo.
That said, in her words, she was like, this woman's dropping bombs when I got the nukes.
I got the nukes, because her baby daddy is,
She's keeping
the kids from the baby daddy.
But why is this news, though?
I don't know why everyone's acting so dramatic about it. We got this snapshot of her boyfriend being like, I don't even know her baby daddy, which is a red flag. Like, why don't you know the baby daddy? I find that weird.
Exactly. He don't know her.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I guess we don't know. What was his name? The baby
Carbucci.
Daddy?
I mean, Blue Da Vinci.
Blue Da Vinci.
And then Kaibachi is the boyfriend.
So we don't know what's the deal with Blue Da Vinci, because I don't want to... I mean, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, but he could be a piece of shit, and there's a reason why she's holding the kids hostage.
Most of these guys have proven themselves to be that, so...
Is it ever a reason to keep the kids away, though?
I mean, in severe situations, but if he seems to be, like, a functioning, working human being from the perspective that we're seeing.
Blue Da Vinci, yeah, he's a rapper.
Wait, so let's predict something. All right, what are we predicting?
So, Blue Da Vinci storyline
coming on the show.
That'd be good. At least that keeps Keely in the know for us. I don't know. So, Kirk's back. Let me see. Stevie's got us the leader back in tow. What do I predict? I predict every guy's going to always win on this show.
I predict Stevie and Estelita are going to break up after one episode.
Yeah, because he just wanted to, he wanted to hit it again. So
he's not really looking. I predict that I see her crying in the near future.
Is Spice going to help her? Me. I want Spice back.
That's okay. Mimi's going to start her Yanla Van Zandt. She's going to get you. Come sit down on the couch, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, what did Stevie do to you?
Why is she still handling Stevie's affairs?
She's literally going to catch every fruit that falls from Stevie's tree. Boop, come here, baby. Sit down. Mm. Oh, another one bites the dust.
She's a very godmother of Stevie's.
Tell me more about Stevie.
But the thing is like, how could you even have sympathy for Esselita at that point? She already sat down with Mimi, already like got the deal, you know?
And then she got the D.
Yeah, she's too easygoing. I'm sorry.
It's all about a beefcake.
It must be good. I might have to call
Stevie.
Excuse me, Queen. Queen's on this panel. Like, she like, I need me a little Stevie right now.
I mean,
it's been about a year and a half.
I'm still single. Like, not in a relationship. Just single life.
Yeah. So yeah, you can taste. Just don't get, like, trapped, you know?
Mm-hmm. Don't get caught in the matrix.
Yeah.
I hope y'all fellas are listening. Our queens want to taste.
Okay, well, that's our cue to wrap it up. Just like everyone on the show obviously has to do. So, you guys know what it is. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I'm your host, Olivia Gabri, a.k.a. The Real OG. You can find me at @TheReal_O_G.
You can find me on Instagram @ConversationPiece. I'm Miss Conversation Piece. Twitter, Miss Combo Piece.
And we need to get some more comments, man. Make sure y'all comment, rate us, give us some stars. Make sure they're 5 stars because I don't settle for less. And also, if you want to find me on any sort of social media outlet, I be doing some fun stuff. So look me up.
Stefan is
famous. I am Stefan. and if somebody reaches out, I'll talk to you in this voice.
Oh, my God.
Tell them where to find you on TV. I know you on those commercials and stuff.
Commercials are going to be popping this summer. I'm trying to get a couple
and
more this week.
Yeah. Find them on your television, too. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.